Dear Ollie, is it okay if I brag just a little? I've been doing quite a lot of wishing this past week, and like a canine miracle, my wish was granted. Little Sticky Fingers is coming home for Thanksgiving dinner. Sticky Fingers is a tiny girl child human. When she was 2 years old, she dropped all of her food on the floor. Now she's 3, and I hope she still does that, because I know then just where to sit on Thanksgiving Day, and that would be directly under her seat. This year, she'll be at the adult table with real adults who are eating some very serious Thanksgiving dinner, which includes turkey, and much more turkey. I don't care if it's roasted, basted, fried, or barbecued, as long as it's turkey. I look for a boneless and well-cooked nibble. Welcome to Thanksgiving dinner, Little Sticky Fingers. I have staked out my spot, and it's not under my pet parents' seats. Why not, you ask? Because they run all the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, we know it as ASPCA, stuff that comes in the mail, and small useless address labels with them. My man-human never drops food and never feeds us dogs under the table. The ASPA says that's a no-no. My woman-human always reads everything they send but makes many exceptions and sometimes will slip me something because it is, after all, a holiday to be thankful for. I expect that since she carefully read the Thanksgiving safety tips, the turkey won't be undercooked because that may contain salmonella bacteria. She won't give us stuffing because it might contain sage or other herbs that are containing essential oils and resins that can cause gastrointestinal upset and central nervous system depression to pets if eaten in large quantities. Cats are not usually under the table, but they are especially sensitive to sage, and I'm happy that no cats live here. In the kitchen, when there are baking and cooking activities, she won't give me raw dough because if ingested, the animal's body heat can cause the dough to rise in his stomach. That is so weird. As it expands, I might experience vomiting and certainly bloating, which might become life-threatening. Well, I've never risen, so to speak, so I really don't want that experience. Holiday cakes are off the menu, too, because if the cake includes raw eggs, they could contain salmonella bacteria that may lead to food poisoning. With all that bad stuff behind us, I'm still taking a chance on Sticky Fingers. Poached under her seat, she'll be the best spot to enjoy Thanksgiving Day, and the turkey will be all mine. Signed, Bruno, Labrador Border Collie Mix, Lowell, Indiana.
So, Bruno, was there a question in your letter? I didn't think so. Therefore, without a question, there is no answer. Instead, I send to you and all of my listeners fond remembrances, heartfelt appreciation, and warm thoughts for a fabulous holiday. May every dog that reads this column have their very own Sticky Fingers eating dinner at their home on Thanksgiving Day. Signed, your friend in fur, Ollie. And remember, love is a four-legged word.